Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 6, 1951, the heading of an editorial in the Advocate newspaper read, "Consider Federation Carefully." According to the publication, the leader of the House of Assembly, Mr. G.H. Adams, had issued that warning in the previous day's sitting. The debate in the House of Assembly included consideration of the Constitution of the West Indies Federation as proposed in the British Caribbean Standing Closer Association's report. The publication further reported that in his presentation, Mr. R.G. Mapp sounded a note of caution, stating the Australian Federation was composed of a group of states which had reached constitutional advancement. In his opinion, however, constitutional development in the West Indian states was not as advanced. In addition, he pointed out that unlike the Australian Federation Senate, members of the West Indian Federation Senate would be nominated, but he favored the Australian model, where, quote, an elected Senate would then be representing the wishes of the people, end quote. Mr. Wilkinson, in his submission, added, quote, the question of federation was a big and vital one, end quote. However, while he had previously supported the principle of federation, a closer union should have preceded the federation process, allowing the people of the region to become acquainted beforehand. Mr. Adams then clarified that although he had signed the report, he did not agree with all points included and regretted that he had not written a minority report outlining his concerns. According to the Advocate, he reported that Barbadian representatives had not been involved in much of the discussions, which were held in secret. He, like some of the previous speakers, felt that Barbados had proven to be more capable of self-governance than some of the other islands, and therefore might find it difficult to assimilate into the proposal for federation. Another point of concern for Mr. Adams was Trinidad's attempts to pressure the other colonies to agree with their point of view. He did not think this was in the best interests of the region, but he observed, quote, Trinidad felt annoyed that all the others had not swallowed the report, end quote. Thus, according to the Advocate, on this day, November 6, 1951, Mr. G.H. Adams, in his concluding remarks to the House of Assembly, warned, quote, it is our bounden duty to go carefully into the proposed sections of this Constitution and examine it in the light of other constitutions, and to state what we feel we ought to be in the federal structure before we go in, end quote. Nevertheless, the Federation for 10 British West Indies colonies eventually became operational in 1958, but lasted for only 4 years before its collapse in 1962.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.